This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio is a city of great music. Just last month, local musician Santiago Jimenez was honored with a Presidential Medal of the Arts for his contribution to music. But is the city doing all it can to market and foster local musicians? A local nonprofit, San Antonio Sound Garden, is conducting a study of the potential economic impact of San Antonio's music, and the city is looking at creating a live music and entertainment division to maximize opportunities for the local music economy. To tell us more about this, we're joined by Chris Medina. He's the city council person for District 7 here in San Antonio, and also Edwin Stevens, the founder of the San Antonio Sound Garden, and he's also the front man for the local band Fishermen. And welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Our phone lines are open. If you got a question or comment about San Antonio's music scene, 210-614-8980. We'd love to hear from you. And you can also email questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. Tweet us at @tprsource. So Chris Medina, city councilman, District 7, how did this start?
You know, this really came out of an idea from visits and talks that I've had with folks that have gone to cities like Nashville and L.A. and New Orleans and certainly Austin, that have a very rich, robust, and vibrant music scene. And San Antonio, when you consider our history, our culture, we're a true melting pot for a lot of different sounds of music, from conjunto to rock, R&B, jazz. All the flavors exist here with our close proximity to Mexico, our close proximity to the South. It just made sense with our talent that's already here in San Antonio for us to formalize a plan that looks at increasing the number of local musicians, entrepreneurs that are in the music and entertainment industry, and really them, and really letting them know that as a city we support them and there's opportunities for them to be successful here in our own city.
So Edwin, long-time San Antonio residents will know that we go through waves here in the city where we have an explosion of a great musician activity, and then it'll die down, and there'll be another wave. It seems like every generation. But so do you think that there is something about San Antonio, the policies or the way the city works, that does not allow that wave to be a continuous fostering ecosystem environment that allows it always to be that exciting?
So you're thinking sustain long term?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't just always, we have a music scene, the guys, they are doing really good, and they move away. Yeah. And they go to Austin, they go to LA, or they go to Nashville, and they don't, I mean, of course, that's where the money is, and that's where the studios are, but, you know, it deprives the city. There's a drain.
You hear that over and over again. We talk about how many great artists, how much great talent we've lost because we haven't been able to cultivate and retain it. And you hear about all these stories about really talented people who go off to other cities and they're successful. So we're losing creative powerhouses here, and they're a vital resource and we don't want to lose anymore. But that's a lot. That's what the research is really trying to hone in on, because a big part of the problem is that we don't fully understand. We know that there's obstacles, and as an artist and an entrepreneur here in the music industry for the past 16 years, I know them intimately, you know. Network opportunities with, you know, you have even within your own local scene, it's kind of fragmented. So being able to commit or to have those collisions of ideas and network and work with other people who may be gifted in areas that you're not and have skill sets or an expertise where you're not as strong, whether it be geographical or just because of time, artists don't seem to find those opportunities to really get together, unite, and collaborate together. And that's where a lot of explosions of ideas and creative momentum happens, right? Just having people around each other, riffing off each other, so to speak. So that's what the research is about. It's really trying to figure out how do we better define these obstacles, and then how can we make decisions to collectively attack them.
But for musicians, and you are a musician, and you may correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you want to make a living doing that, a good living?
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. So we all want to be artists. One of the things we're working – part of the reason I got into production was through necessity, right? So I make records for local bands. Half of that is just a passion to help other artists where I have a skill set that I can invest in. But also understanding that this is something that I need. This is something that I've always needed help in. I was really fortunate early on to have, with my first band, Blowing Trees, to have really good management, people who had been, they're well-versed in the industry, who owned big studios, both here in San Antonio and had owned big studios out in L.A., and could kind of teach me the ropes and show me things. And that's why I got into production, is because I both wanted to help people.
Right,
but
so you had to have a skill set that you could tap into to become, you know.
I was able to sustain myself well.
And so the idea is
stay along with my passion.
So let's do that on a more broad basis and have more musicians. So Chris Medina, city councilman for District 7, are there city policies that are sort of inhibiting the growth of the music scene?
You know, that's what we're looking at right now. One policy I know that we've relaxed a little bit had been the busking policy about having folks that have their guitar or their instrument on a street corner. They couldn't perform. They couldn't earn a living. As small as that might sound, that was an impediment to having more of a vibrant scene downtown. I think other policies that we've looked at have been parking issues for musicians that are trying to get to their job. No parking signs in front of a live music venue where they couldn't park, they couldn't unload. Too stringent of a policy there. We had those relaxed so that folks can get to and from the venue safely as well. But we're also looking at more holistic approaches. We're trying to get the infrastructure for folks like musicians that are out there that have the skill set, but the infrastructure really isn't quite here yet in San Antonio.
What about the noise ordinance that we have? I mean, we've seen St. Mary's Strip. Remember, it was hopping, but it got shut down because the noise was too loud for the neighborhood. Los Padrinos, that shows you how far back I go, and that place was rocking. The same thing, you know, so a lot of clubs have to deal with the noise issues.
You know, and I think, like you mentioned earlier, that the waves that we've seen, the trends that have come in San Antonio, that's always going to be something that we're going to work with, that SAPD and noise abatement is going to work with. But cities like Austin and Nashville and L.A. have found ways to work with neighbors and homeowners and residences. Why can't San Antonio? I think we can.
And so, Edwin, what lessons there?
I mean, like your sound, or what is it, Sunken Gardens, I think they ran in the same obstacle, if I'm not mistaken, right? So it's a great place to...
The theater back there.
Yeah, and that's an amazing venue that's way underutilized. And a lot of that, I think, is because of noise ordinances, because it's loud. And so we need to... I think part of that is the community understanding the value of being in music, or music in their city, both culturally and economically. And I think when people understand the value of it, maybe they're a little slower to complain about the noise and a little bit quicker to support it.
Or at least finding ways to work with neighborhoods so that we can find a way to establish music venues without disrupting the residents that live around them. Okay, we're going to continue our conversation as we talk about how San Antonio can become a much more robust live music city. Can it compete with Austin? How the city of San Antonio is funding a study, and where is that money came from? Where is it going? How is it being spent? We're going to ask these questions when we come back. The phone lines are open. The number is 210-614-8980. And this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. The San Antonio City Council was calling on city staff to develop a study about live music as part of the city's culture and creative development department. They want to see more live music venues and increased job opportunities in the entertainment biz. But we've got, you know, all this great music here in San Antonio. We've got conjunto, tejano, rock and country, and even more to draw from. How is this all going to work? And can San Antonio compete with Austin as a live music city? With me to talk about this, Chris Medina, city council member from District 7, and Edwin Stevens, founder of the San Antonio Sound Garden, a nonprofit that is heading up this effort. He's also the front man for the local band Fishermen. And our phone lines are open. If you got a question or a comment, call in 210-614-8980. And John is on the line. Hey, John, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm wondering what questions you're asking within the survey and how you're going to utilize that data.
Okay, John, thanks for the call. And so, Edwin.
Yeah, so I like to think about the reality that we're telling a story here, right? We're trying to map out exactly how music is impacting our city on a really broad scale. So we're interested in finding out how money is moving around through people who are musical entrepreneurs, how much money, time, energy, and resources are you investing in honing your craft and developing your craft, and what's the return on that? If you're a music consumer, where are you consuming your music at? Is it digitally? Are you going out to shows? And what's driving you out to shows? All these questions that are really important to understanding the full landscape of what's driving us from an economic perspective within the context of music.
Well, this weekend we've got a really interesting music event that's happening. It's the Day of the Dead Festival at La Villita. It's going to have a lot of great bands, a lot of great energy. It's very visual, and I think it's a singular event that San Antonio can have that you're not going to find anywhere else in the country. And if this thing was promoted properly, it could be massive, you know, on a national scale. So how are we taking advantage of establishments that we already have, that we know are successful, that people are interested in, and tell San Antonio's story, and through music and through our culture? City Councilman Chris Medina, I know you are supportive of this event.
Absolutely. Great point. You know, and that's something certainly that we as a city, we need to do a better job of doing, is telling that story, getting the word out, letting folks know of all the great stuff that is ongoing. You're right. We've got Day of the Dead coming up this weekend. We've got a great music festival called Mala Luna that's here in town. 12,000 tickets sold out. I think that we as a city can do a better job of getting that message out, that we are receptive of having live music, more venues, more opportunities for folks and their families to come out, enjoy, and experience the culture, the rich culture that we have in San Antonio. And I think that oftentimes in the past, we haven't done a great job of communicating that message and that story. And that's what we want to do a better job of.
Okay, back to the phones with Steve. Steve, hi. Welcome to The Source, and you're on the air.
Hi there. I just want to say I've lived in both Austin and San Antonio. I currently live in San Antonio, and I think San Antonio is pretty close to Austin musically. We don't, you know, they've got 6th Street, and they've got everything lined up down 6th Street. But in Austin, San Antonio, it's all scattered around town. But you've got artists like Reuben V playing all over town, and got Sam's Burger Joint has a large venue, a large variety of things, and all over this town. I've caught a lot of music in this town. It's just scattered out.
All right, Steve, thank you for the call. So he brings up some interesting points there about Austin, and some people say that it's really no longer the live music capital of the world because it's so successful, real estate is so important, that the high tech has pushed out the bands and the bars and the clubs. It's not like it was back in the 80s when I was stomping around Austin. And so is this an opportunity for San Antonio?
Austin's done a great job at branding themselves. And back to even the prior question, I think that's been, if you ask, and I've been doing this, I'm going around and I'm engaging and speaking with people time and time again, people understand the rich cultural value of music in San Antonio. We know it's there, but we don't really identify with it as a music city. So everybody knows that there's great music here. We'll all say it, but we don't identify ourselves or kind of, you know, tout that or kind of champion that. And I think that we need to kind of change our identity in that respect. But I always say, you know, in San Antonio, and this is one of the obstacles we're trying to figure out, is why can you be one of the largest acts in San Antonio and you're still essentially either you can do really big things locally and still be a local or at best regional artist. But in Austin, if you are the biggest artist in Austin, you're certainly at least on a regional, if not a national scale. So those are some of the things we're trying to figure out and understand and tackle.
Okay, another caller with Peter. Peter, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. I'm a musician in town. I'm really more one of the haves. I play in the symphony, but I have a lot of friends who are in the jazz community, and I just know how little the clubs are paying. And it's really a concern for me is, you know, what are the venues saying, and how can people make a living doing this as performers? And it's just so hard for them to do it. It's very, very hard for them to make a living.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, so you're not taking a vow of poverty when you decide you're going to become a professional musician. So how are the clubs paying? How well does that work? Can you make a living being a full-time professional musician in San Antonio, just, you know, clubbing?
Right now, on a large scale, the general consensus is San Antonio is particularly difficult to sustain as a working musician. And that's also part of the questions we're trying to ask. How much are people getting paid? How much are the venues making? And how much are they actually able to pay out? And what are the factors involved in that? As far as policy and things that can, you know, what can we do about that? I mean, I would defer to Chris. But I think some of those things we'll be able to tackle them once we really understand the landscape.
And that's exactly what we want to accomplish and achieve with the study, is to look at some of the businesses that are already offering live music. How can we incentive, if there's an opportunity to incentivize for those businesses? I think it's going to be a matter of demand. If there's more opportunities for musicians to play at, then obviously I think the opportunity to increase your income improves. And like one of the callers mentioned, we have great venues, but they're just kind of all scattered all over the place. Part of the plan is also to look at this comprehensively and get them talking to each other and getting these artists to say, hey, you know, I know that Sam's Burger Joint is paying X amount and this other venue on the other side of town is paying this amount. But they're really successful, and we want to increase, you know, with increased revenue, I think comes increased opportunity for the musicians to earn a greater income.
Okay, got a question from the email, and someone wrote in, I love the music Edwin has done with Fishermen and Blowing Trees and respect him as a musician, but what are San Antonio Soundgarden's previous credentials and qualifications for doing economic impact studies? Also, $25,000, and that's what the city is kicking in here, is a lot of money for doing an economic impact study. Was there an RFP or an RFQ issued ahead of time? So we'll split that up. So Edwin, what are your qualifications for this?
So I think first and foremost, and we've talked to, you know, large music consulting firms, that's what they do, is consult cities, and they go in, they do this kind of research. But the first thing they do is they partner with or they look to, if they can find it, is partner with an organization such as ourselves, who are essentially the hands and feet on the ground, who know the music community intimately and know them well, are familiar with the obstacles.
It's called street cred.
But we're humble. We don't think that we can do this whole thing. We're still at early stages of developing this out, but we're, you know, working. That money is going to go towards ensuring that professional statisticians and people who do research and analysis are there every step of the way to ensure that, you know, the research is done accurately and presented and conveyed properly.
Okay, and so, Councilman, transparency in this operation, was there an RFP or an RFQ, a request for proposals issued ahead of time before this money was allotted?
There will be a process that is entailed before the study gets started. This is really a partnership between the City of San Antonio and a nonprofit group like Soundgarden to ensure that we do a very comprehensive, thorough study about the music landscape of our city. And Soundgarden, they are a group of really, really talented musicians, but also folks that have a business background and that bring that instant kind of, and I said it earlier, street cred, but bring that intimacy of what music and the music scene here is in San Antonio. I think it would be unfortunate for the study to kick off with somebody from another city not knowing what San Antonio's landscape is like and trying to get started. So Soundgarden will be tremendously important in partnering with the City of San Antonio to ensure that this study is successful. There will be opportunities for public input, public discussion once the study is completed, and that will come to the City Council. But making sure that we stretch $25,000 is going to be a job for the city to do, because it's not going to go very, very far. But we feel confident that we're heading certainly in the right direction.
So what are the benchmarks for success? How do you know that this is $25,000 that has been well spent?
You know, I think we're going to look at, once we receive the final study, we're going to look at, and part of the study will to have some benchmarks in place. What are some opportunities? What are some low-hanging fruit already in place that the city has? What are some things that we're doing good now? What can we do better? What are some things that aren't going so well that we can improve on? I think there will be some very distinct metrics that we can look at to make sure that at the end of the day, and again, $25,000, while it sounds like a lot of money, it's going to be a big lift for us to make sure that we do as thorough study as we can with the funding. But again, I think that we've got the right folks in place with city staff and Debbie Sitter and Soundgarden.
Okay, one last question with Evan. Evan, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. while I've been listening, there's been talk of proper promotion and of how our venues are all spread out. What can already be done, and with a suggestion to the city councilman there, along with the other gentleman, about promoting a general, like a centralized location. Austin literally shuts down maybe half its downtown or a great portion of downtown for South by Southwest and other festivals that everyone knows about. You're always wondering when the next festival is going to be. Here in San Antonio, we have festivals that you hear about, the San Antonio Film Festival, and you hear about it,
right,
but nothing really much about where it's at. You have to really kind of go search for that information, and it's kind of tedious, and I think
okay,
our 10-5 News would be great at promoting these kinds of things.
All right, Evan, we got your point. Thanks for calling in. We're short on time. So getting the word out to folks, we do have festivals. We got the Maverick Music Festival. It's also a really big one that we have here in town. Maverick's doing well. That's doing well, but it could do better, you know.
But it's
a private enterprise, and so they're on their own. And what can we do to support these types of organizations? So it's a multiplier effect.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that, you know, as we work with our CVB, or formerly known as our CVB, Visit San Antonio Now, getting them engaged, making sure that they're helping get the word out, working with all our partners across the city. The military is a big champion.
We got tourists coming in here every day.
They don't know where to go. You're exactly right. So we have to do a better job. And I know it's groups like Soundgarden. It's folks like from our Visit San Antonio organization that got to help us get the word out, because folks are really hungry for some great music here in San Antonio. We've got have it to offer.
Chris Medina, he's the city council member for District 7. We've been joined with Edwin Stevens. Say hi, Edwin.
Hello.
And he's the founder of the San Antonio Sound Gardens, frontman for the local indie band Fisherman. This is The Source. Stay tuned.